The following community update has been provided to Collingwood today by Mayor Yvonne Hamlin. Hard work does pay off. I am proud to bring news of three recent accomplishments in Collingwood. $70 million in funding for our water treatment plant announced. Over the past year, I have been busy arranging numerous meetings regarding funding for the water treatment plant expansion with Premier Ford, Minister Calandra, who is the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Minister Surma, who is the Minister of Infrastructure, as well as the Provincial Budget Committee. In addition to our needs for a new hospital, I have been clear about the need for the province to step up and assist in the funding for the expansion of our water treatment plant. Last week, the province delivered. An announcement was made in our council chambers of funding in the amount of $70 million, an historic grant for our community. MPP Saunderson was on hand to publicly announce the news. Our County of Simcoe Warden Clark and others on his team, and Mayor Norcross of New Tecumseth and others on his team, were also present. The town of New Tecumseth is participating in the cost of construction in exchange for water supply, further reducing the cost for Collingwood. Working with our provincial partner was an honor, as was working with Team Collingwood, our cohesive council which voted to move this project along every time it made sense to do so, and our professional staff whose expertise guided us. Town of Collingwood Council members, including Mayor Hamlin, along with Town of New Tecumseth Council members, including Mayor Norcross, pose with MPP Brian Saunderson at the recent funding announcement in council chambers. Signed 20-year deal with the Blues Junior Hockey Team. The initial 5-year deal between the town of Collingwood and the Blues came to an end in August 2024, and after lengthy negotiations, I am pleased to announce that a new 20-year deal was signed in September. This deal relates to the use of the Eddie Bush Arena and is intended to transfer to a new facility should one be built. The 20-year term includes one renewal at year 10. My goal in the negotiations was to make sure that the new agreement was fair and mutually beneficial. We reached that goal. The directions from Council, made earlier in 2024, were all implemented, including operational use guidelines for the W.J. Scotty Carmichael Collingwood Sports Hall of Fame room. I have been proudly boasting that our team became the first Ontario Junior Hockey League champion in well over a dozen years to win Canada's National Junior A Championship. I am looking forward to another great season in our downtown arena. Collingwood Blues players gather around the Centennial Cup in Oakville, on May 19, 2024. Photo courtesy of https://www.cwoodblues.com. Third park in 2 years opened in Collingwood. Council and I were on hand for the official opening of the Denbach Family Park on September 18. This is the third awesome park opened in our community in 2 years, serving our young, growing number of families. The first, Sunset Point Park Playground, is still receiving rave reviews for such amazing features as the lighthouse play structure, a zip line, a ship play structure, a town-village structure for tots, the Discovery Beach, think a very big sandbox, inlaid fossils, for kids to discover, and water table, and shaded social hub area with picnic table. The second is our Awen Water Play Park located at Harborview Park. Features include a waterfall, a splash pad, spouts and interactive water activators. Total fun based upon the squeals of delight I hear every time I walk in that area. The third, Denbach Family Park, is in the Summit View subdivision on Plews Drive. This neighborhood park includes a multi-use court, play structure, pavilion, open space, trees and looped concrete path. Great for those learning how to ride a bike. The Denbach Farm was originally located where the Summit View subdivision now resides. Many of the family members of the first family which arrived in the 1940s still live in the Collingwood area, and I was pleased to recognize them at the official opening of the park. I want to give a heartfelt thanks to the design consultant David Wood, who applied his considerable creative and thoughtful design skills to what he heard during community engagement, together with input from our parks staff, to create each of these three beautiful parks. The Denbach family posing for photos at the park opening. Terminals Point Project, investigative drilling and more. Lastly, although it may seem quiet on the terminal's revitalization project front, lots of behind-the-scenes work is taking place. The town and the developer have entered the due diligence stage, where the parties have 6 months to make a final, informed decision on whether the project will proceed. Over the next several weeks, you might notice drilling taking place in a few spots, including on the north and south sides of the terminals. This is further work needed to confirm the land is suitable for the development proposed. Design work is also being completed. For example, our engineering team is looking at whether all of the work proposed for a redesigned heritage drive is manageable. Think such things as fire, electrical support, conservation issues. Stay tuned for next steps in the spring at the end of the due diligence period, when active community education, engagement, and consultation will begin to help inform the design and establish a final concept for the lands. These are a few of the photos I took recently from the bin floor when touring the terminals with the winners of the Tour the Grain Terminals with the Mayor contest. The bin floor is proposed to include a restaurant. Photos from the bin floor of the Collingwood Grain Terminals. There are so many opportunities to have input into all of these projects and plans. To learn about how to participate and subscribe to receive updates, visit each project page here. Subscribe to Mayor Yvonne Hamlin's newsletter for the latest updates and information about what's happening in our community. Subscribe to my newsletter.